Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine trying to find someone who doesn't just write code,
Right.
but someone who like feels the code, lives it, builds with a certain, I don't know, vibe.
Yeah, that vibe.
Well, today we're diving deep into a new platform launched in 2025 called Builders, and they proudly call themselves the one place to find vibe coders.
Yeah.
Pretty bold statement.
It really is. And what's fascinating here, I think, is how Builders tries to solve this really specific challenge in, professional networking,
Which is.
connecting developers who code with real passion, build amazing projects, basically finding your coding tribe.
Ah, okay. The tribe.
Exactly. So we'll explore what makes this platform tick and what this whole vibe coder movement might mean for you.
Right. So our mission for this deep dive is basically to understand this intriguing new approach.
Yeah.
We'll look at their own description, get some insights from the co-founder, Martin Bonin, user reviews too.
And keep an eye on what makes it different from, well, another boring job board or portfolio site, as they put it.
Exactly. So first off, what is a vibe coder, according to Builders?
Well, Martin Bonin, the co-founder, he talks about it. He says it's someone who doesn't just write code,
Okay.
but approaches it with this palpable passion, building really amazing, innovative stuff.
And he created Builders because why again?
He basically said finding great vibe coders felt like hunting in the dark.
Right. I remember reading that. Too many platforms, not enough vibes.
Exactly. It speaks to a real frustration, doesn't it?
Totally. Just wading through endless profiles that all look the same.
Yeah, and Martin's team, they saw that traditional platforms often miss that cultural fit, the actual
Which
enthusiasm.
leads to mismatched teams, projects maybe stalling out.
Precisely. So their vision was explicitly not another boring job board or portfolio site.
They wanted something different.
They aimed for, and this is their quote, just real people, real projects, and real vibe coding energy.
Vibe coding energy.
Yeah, giving developers a space to really show their work, find people who get it, fast.
That focus on real projects feels key. It seems like a better way to actually see the vibe rather than just read about it on a resume.
Absolutely.
But what about, really good coders who maybe aren't great at selling themselves or building that perfect online profile? How does Builders help them show their vibe? So it's not just about who's loudest online.
That's a great point, and it seems like that's where the emphasis on the actual work comes in.
How so?
Builders encourages users to like showcase ongoing projects, their process. The idea is the vibe emerges organically from what you build.
Less static profile, more dynamic portfolio.
Kind of, yeah. It's more about engagement. And interestingly, this ties into their longer term vision too. Yeah, Teo Dagger, another maker on the team, he clarified something. He said, while Vibe Coder is the headline now, their bigger goal is to empower and gather the next generation of coders, or simply builders.
Builders. Okay, so less about the specific label.
It seems so. He mentioned they're following the trend of the growth of the Vibe Coder movement, but the term itself may change.
Interesting. So the platform itself is adapting, like the code it showcases.
Sort of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
They're building something agile, even the branding.
So, okay, capture the passion, capture the output, even if the name evolves. But is it working? Is this vibe first thing actually connecting people?
Well, the early signs are pretty strong. They've got a 5.0 rating.
Wow, 5.0. That's
Yeah,
impressive.
it is. And users like Baptiste Drummer specifically mentioned finding good connections that led to real collaborations.
Because the passion and the work ethic aligned, right?
That's what he said. And another user, Paul Lukasiewicz, called it the best answer to what was the missing part of the ecosystem, connecting great builders across the world.
High praise.
Definitely. And Teo Dagger, the maker I mentioned, he actually uses builders himself to hire people.
Oh, interesting. Eating their own dog food, so to speak.
Yeah, right. And he says vibe coding is becoming more and more appreciated in the product world, which suggests maybe a bigger shift happening.
Right. Okay, so summing up, we've looked at Builders, this platform, trying to find these vibe coders or builders, people driving innovation, moving beyond just job boards to connect on passion and projects.
Trying to get past that hunting in the dark feeling, offering real people, real projects, and real vibe coding energy.
Which brings us to a really important question for you listening. In today's world, how much does that shared passion, that vibe, how much does it really matter alongside raw skills?
Yeah. When you're building a team or looking for collaborators, where does it fit? What stands out to you about this whole idea?
And maybe, could a platform truly focused on this energy, this connection? Could it fundamentally change professional networking? for good.
It's definitely something to think about.
That's a powerful thought to leave you with, that intersection of skill, passion, and culture in our professional lives. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into builders.